Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Videos and whatnot to look at, or their website, affordableblindsofmemphis.com. When we come back, we're late to get to Chris Harrington. We'll talk to Chris Harrington. We'll talk to Jessica Benson. It's Jeff Gawkajo back in a moment. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome five cheese mac and cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason one, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason two, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason three, they're local. And four, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager. The bold, amber color, 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings.
Spread my wings.
D.G. Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
Last year in Shelby County, there were over 200 opioid-related fatalities. These deaths can be prevented. The Memphis Area Prevention Coalition is offering free trainings and providing Narcan to individuals and agencies to help identify and reverse opioid-related overdoses. To set up training, call Jill Carney at 901-484-2852. 901-484-2852. If you need help, support, or referral to treatment, call the TN Red Line or visit memphisprevention.org. Project funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
You're a real guy, and you need real tools for real work. You need We Sell Tools. Because, well, that's what we do. We sell tools for real guys for real projects, like a car that needs fixing or things that need to be done around the house. We sell tools for all your projects. Tools. That's it. No patio furniture. No plants. Just tools. We sell tools. Drop in anytime. We're at the northeast corner of Kirby Witten Road and Summer Avenue.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
I think we can all agree that t-shirts are awesome. And if you need t-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made t-shirts for the Jeff Calkin Show, Memphisity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphisity Design will design and print custom t-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 t-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but five-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's t-shirts. Let them make your t-shirts too.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee. The Bruner for land and the work.
92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
That's right. It's time for your next Unicorn Cash Code. Text LOAN, L-O-A-N, L-O-A-N, 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text LOAN, L-O-A-N, L-O-A-N to 72881. Data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is at 11 a.m. when Brad Carson will give you another Unicorn Cash Code right before the Jason and John show gets started. 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. We've already had one local winner. See if you can be next by texting LOAN, L-O-A-N, L-O-A-N to 72881. Good luck.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
But they know what they stand for. They don't let jams disrespect them on a dance floor. And know they never hit college like the damn four. For damn sure, they got each other's back like a jam sport. Girls in the league are they own like Gina Davis, Nina Simone ladies.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this.
It's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what is this that we're listening to?
The Toronto-Milwaukee series resumes tonight. So in honor of overexposed Toronto rapper Drake, that is the song from underexposed Toronto rapper Shad. Keep shining.
Shad? How does one
Chad.
Spell? Chad. Okay, Chad. C-H-A-D?
S-H-A-D.
Oh. F?
His name is Shadrack Kabongo. He is an immigrant from Kenya who lives in Toronto and performs under the name Shad.
Okay. What do you make of the whole Drake thing, by the way? What's your opinion on Drake as a musician and as a Raptor fan?
His Memphis connection sort of gives me a responsibility to, care about Drake. And I have to confess, I just don't care about Drake. I've never found his music particularly interesting. To me, major rappers of his era, he's not on my list for me. So Kendrick Lamar or Chance the Rapper or Pusha T or whoever. There's a long list of people currently making hip hop music I find interesting, and he's not particularly on it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Um, I I don't. I mean, he seems to honestly care about the Raptors, and he does live in Toronto, and so that's cool. I mean, I think, you know, the getting out of your seat and getting a little too involved in stuff is probably not okay, or probably shouldn't be like the norm. I think if he wasn't Drake, that would be a problem for him.
You never feel the need to get up and massage J.B. No. Bickerstaff's shoulders last year at any point?
No, I haven't. But I do like the idea of sort of recognizable, like, fans if they are legitimate fans and not just there to be seen. And so, like, you know, I'm fine with Drake as Toronto's, you know, Jack Nicholson of the Lakers and Spike Lee of the Knicks, even though I don't think as an artist he is anywhere close to the caliber of those two people.
It's funny because Budenholzer objected to it. Like, he spoke and in all, like, if anyone would object to it, I would think it would be like the Raptors. Like, I wouldn't, if I'm the coach, I wouldn't why does Budenholzer care one way or another?
Really? I think the Bucks have more important things to worry about right now than Drake.
Right. Okay. So what the hell happened in that series? I will tell you, even in game three, when Toronto won, it felt to me like, yeah, they won, but man, they were hanging on by their damn fingernails, and Giannis fouled out, and it looked like Milwaukee was, to me at least, the superior team in Game 3. Game 4, completely different. What happened in that series?
Yeah, I did not come out of Game 3 with a good feeling about Toronto's prospects because, I mean, I was surprised that they won that game once Kyle Lowry fouled out. I just thought they were going to have a tough time executing offensively in the crunch because VanVleet has been so bad, you know, for most of the playoffs. And so I thought they were in real trouble when Lowry is out and Kawhi is limping and you go into overtime. I didn't think they were going to win Game 3, and even when they did, it felt like, you know, the tides were still against them. I'll confess, Game 4 is the only game in that series I didn't see because I got sidetracked earlier in the day and I was writing all night. I was writing my coaching column during the game because I couldn't even watch the game. So I'm not sure what happened from the box score. I mean, I was a believer in Toronto at the beginning of the playoffs, and I was a believer on them based on the kind of box score you saw in Game 4. I think Toronto is not at their best when it's Kawhi going 1-on-5 and everyone standing around. I think they should be at their best when they are playing great team defense and Kawhi is leading a balanced offensive attack. And that seems to be what you got in Game 4, where Gasol's involved and Lowry's involved. And you get, you know, guys who are good players actually playing well off their bench, and Ibaka and VanVleet. And so, like, that's the kind of Toronto team that I believe could come out of the East. The fact that Kawhi Leonard is banged up and limping around a little bit, I, you know, to me is a concern. And so even though I picked Toronto at the beginning of the playoffs to come out of the East, even though they seem to have the momentum at the moment, I don't think I can pick Toronto to win the series with two games left in Milwaukee right. And Kawhi limping.
Right. In terms of the role players, is there, like, they play better at home, right? We know that. That's the one of the oldest cliches there is. But in terms of, I mean, let's be honest, early on, when they were struggling in the playoffs, it was really just Kawhi. And now it looked VanVleet, and it's Lowry's been better. And is it simply, in other words, can they just have reemerged, or do you think there's some kind of ball movement that creates them, that enables them to be effective, or something? And in other words, was there something behind it, or is it just sort of randomly they reemerged?
Well, I mean, there's a relationship between those two things, between right. playing well and ball movement fostering playing well. It's sort of a chicken or the egg kind of thing. I mean, it's a mystery. I mean, I can't go, you know, right. No one knows, like, why. You know, I mean, we watched Marc Gasol for years. I mean, no one knows. Like,
right.
You know.
One day, one not another. Right. You're right.
Right. And so, I mean, it's hard to say. Except the only thing I would say is, like, those players are all good.
Right.
Those players are all good. And so when they play well, that is the rule to me, not the exception. The exception is when they are playing poorly right. because that was the second-best team in the NBA this season record-wise. And one of the reasons – Kawhi didn't play 82 games, by the way. Like, he sat a lot in that regular season. And they were better after they traded for Gasol. And so everything about that team coming into the playoffs would tell you that they are really good, you know, 1 through 8, 1 through 9, that it's not like Stars and Scrubs. Like, yeah, they don't have the second big star. Like, they have the one big star and then role players and support. But that support is really, really good. It was all season, and there's no reason it shouldn't be in the playoffs.
You have some Grizzly stuff I want to get to in just a moment. Before I do, I've asked you before about the Hall of Fame stuff, and your advice was not a whole lot of owners and a small class. So I'm not even going to go into that. Here's my question. If there, wrestlers are eligible, I will tell you, for this Memphis Sports Hall of Fame, if a Memphis wrestler is to be inducted into the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame, who would it be?
So Sputnik Monroe wasn't. I didn't even notice. He's not in the first class.
It's funny. There were those who made passionate arguments on behalf of Sputnik Monroe, and I will tell you, I voted for Sputnik Monroe. Most people have never like. I'm hearing much more Jerry Lawler, and I sort of right. What I tend to think is, wasn't Sputnik Monroe actually at his time bigger? And he also had social significance that Jerry Lawler has not had. So I was sort of persuaded by the Sputnik Monroe thing. He was not in the first class.
I don't know that Sputnik Monroe was bigger than Lawler. I do think there is his story is sort of a deeper, more interesting story that it transcends like wrestlingness, you know, as a thing itself. I think you could go either way with Monroe versus Lawler. I think you could space it out. I wouldn't put them in together. And so if either of them were in the first class, I wouldn't put them both in the second. I think Lawler is the bigger figure, I think. But, you know, the fact that Monroe is earlier and has the social significance that Lawler, like, is still around, you know, I think there's a case to be made to do Monroe first and then follow with Lawler.
Okay. On to the Grizzlies. There are a couple of Grizzlies trades being kicked around. The folks in Miami weighed in. You responded on Twitter. They're perfectly happy to take Mike Conley down there, the hoi polloi, but they do not want to give up young players or draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that they were saying, if you're hearing sort of between the lines, the point was like if you do a Goran Dragic from their point of view, but you do a Goran Dragic for Mike Conley deal, like, you know, you're giving the Grizzlies back a good, not as good as Mike Conley, but a good point guard, and then, you know, he only has 1 year left on the deal. So you're clearing the whole $34 million of that second year of Mike Conley. And so it's not like you're just downgrading a point guard and that's all you're doing. You're clearing $34 million in the next year. So that's not an irrational thing. But what I think they miss is that the Grizzlies don't care about getting a point guard back because they're probably going to draft John Morant. They're going to try to re-sign Delon Wright. So they don't even really want Goran Dragic, I don't think. Like, I can't speak for the Grizzlies, but that would be my assumption. And so in terms of a trade, when the Grizzlies are trading Conley, there are three types of value they want back. One would be financial flexibility, either now or a year from now, and that Miami scenario would give them that. Two would be draft picks, and three would be young players, that are known young players. And I think the hope is that you check, you know, two of those boxes in a trade, basically. And so I think the Grizzlies would be reluctant, I would assume, to do a Conley deal that is strictly about financial flexibility. And to me, the Dragic thing would really be strictly about that, unless you can somehow reroute him to another team, you know, to check one of those other boxes.
Okay, and then Dan Wolke out there in L.A. Mentioned Mike Conley in connection with L.A., you continue to be skeptical of LA.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I think that the obvious piece coming back to do a trade is not really there unless the Lakers. To me, the thing that might make the most sense, I guess, is if the Lakers are willing to move Lonzo Ball in a Mike Conley trade and you get a third team involved. Like, I could see something like that. I could see a deal where, and like three-way trades, like, don't happen very often. And they simply don't happen when you just make them up, right? Like I made up like Gasol to Toronto for DeLon Wright, you know, Salah Shooter, so C.J. Miles, and that actually happened. I'm probably not going to make up a three-way trade that actually happens. But I can see one where Conley goes to the Lakers, Lonzo Ball goes to, say, Phoenix, and then the Grizzlies get stuff from Phoenix. Like you get, I don't know, Mikal Bridges and their pick at number 32, you know, some package like that. You probably not get their number 6, but maybe you do. Maybe they're willing to trade the number six for Lonzo Ball, and maybe the Lakers will, you know. I could see something in a three-way scenario. I would be surprised if it gets down to the point that the Lakers are flipping the number four pick for Conley, or the Grizzlies are moving Conley really just for nothing but cap space.
You have a notebook up. People can read it at the Daily Memphian. You in there note that we were talked earlier about Jaren Jackson making the all-rookie team. I don't know how many people would have guessed if you'd guessed how many Grizzlies have made previous all-rookie teams. I think Powell people would have guessed. I think Rudy people would have guessed. I think Shane they might have guessed. Juan Carlos Navarro, second team in 2008. I would not have guessed that.
He was like 30 years old, but yeah.
Best rookie year, Powell, obviously. Was Powell easily the best rookie year?
Yeah, I mean, Powell's the only Grizzly, I believe. Yeah, Powell's the only Grizzly to win Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
And he was, I think OJ had the highest scoring average, I think. I think if you look back, OJ was 18 point something, and Powell was 17
point something.
And he
wasn't
something.
On either first or second team?
No, OJ was first team, and Marc Gasol was second team that year.
Which OJ named to the first team. I see, and Mark second team. Okay, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And so I think OJ had the highest scoring average of Florida Grizzlies rookie, but Powell had the best rookie season.
Yeah, okay. There was also an interesting stat from Grizz PR. Tell people about it.
Yeah, and I sort of dug around and went a little deeper on it. They had Ross Wooden over there. When Jaren got named first team all rookie, and I'm sort of kicking myself that I didn't sort of notice this during the regular season. It's one of those things where you can cut stats in all kinds of different ways, and if you give it nice round numbers, it seems less arbitrary, but really it's just as arbitrary as any other number. But it sounds neat. And I do think it sort of tells you something. And so he put out that Jaren Jackson was the first rookie ever to have at least 50 blocks, 50 steals, 50 made threes, and shoot 50% from the floor. Which I decided is the 50x4 club, which is kind of neat. So I researched like who's in the 50x4 club. Like he's the only rookie, but who else is in it? And what I found is that other than Jaren Jackson this season, it's been done 40 times by 23 different players. All but about three of those, I think you would reasonably classify as all-star level players. But I think what's interesting is what I sort of point out is the players who have done it more than once. There's only seven players who have done it more than once. And the fact that Jaren Jackson just did it at age 19 in only 58 games,
right.
I think there's a pretty good chance he's going to do it more than once.
Right.
The only way he wouldn't do it more than once is if he shot so many threes that his shooting percentage got pulled down.
Right.
Because he's going to have the 50-plus block steals and threes like basically every season. And so it's really, can you pair the 50% shooting with that? But there's only seven players who have done it more than once. And, you know, several of those are superstars. The only two of them are big men, and I think that's probably what's most interesting to think about in terms of Jaren Jackson Jr. The big men who have done it multiple times are Karl Anthony Towns in Minnesota and then Al Horford in Boston. And I think you can triangulate like Jaren Jackson with those two players, and it gives you a sort of pretty decent idea of what kind of player that he's likely to be somewhere in between those two. Not qualitatively, but in terms of style. Because Towns is more offensive-oriented and Horford's more defense, and I think Jaren has a chance to balance pretty well.
The complete list, it's Durant, LeBron. Durant did it six times. LeBron does it five times. Bird, three times. Marion, three times. Sean Marion, three times. Karl Anthony Towns, three times. Kawhi Leonard, two times. And Al Horford, two times. Does it bother you? You pointed out more. It'll be more frequent. And some have done it who are not all-star level. Maurice Harkless has done it. James Johnson has done it. And Boris Diaw has done it. You see him as being Karl Anthony Towns / Al Horford.
I think he's pretty clearly different. In that kind of conversation, right? Not in the James Johnson, Boris Diaw conversation, but not in the LeBron James, Larry Bird conversation either. I think he's in that Towns Horford conversation, which is a pretty good place to be.
It was kind of a nice little tweet exchange you have embedded in the piece. Again, it's at the Daily Memphian, dailymemphian.com. Jaren and John Morant are tweeting at each other.
Yeah, like sort of starting to work on that two-man game to build that chemistry, you know, in the virtual space before they do it on the court. You know, we still don't know for certain that John Morant will be a Memphis Grizzly, but it would be quite the swerve if he wasn't at this point. You know, I know the Grizzlies are trying to be buttoned up and quiet, but like this is so assumed that you would hope if like they weren't going to do that, they would at least quietly let people know, maybe tap the brakes on this a little bit,
right? Yeah.
And that has not been the case. And so I'm assuming that this will come to fruition.
Thank you, Chris. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Redeemers Group, if you are noticing cracks in the walls of your home, floors that are sinking or sloping a little bit, you could have a foundation problem. You don't want one of those. And so you want Redeemers Group to come on out and take a look. Best thing about it is, well, A, their expertise. B, they've been doing this for a long time in the community. But C, it is free of charge. The initial, it's not like some $100 fee to come out and check it out. It's free. 541-8765, 541-8765. We'll send an expert to your home, no cost at all. Assess the situation, give you an estimate. If you want to proceed with any kind of project, mention my name, Jeff Calkins. You will get an additional $50 off. There's nothing wrong, or you don't want to proceed, it will not cost you a single penny. It's Redeemers Group, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. When we come back, Jessica Benson from ABC24 is going to join us and talk about whatever. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Toro and Calb Equipment honors those who serve our country and our communities with the American Hero Program. Current and former military personnel, firefighters, EMTs, and police officers save 18% off MSRP on Toro Landscape Contractor Mowing Equipment now through October 31st at Calb Equipment. Visit Calb Equipment for Toro American Hero details. Calb Equipment, your Pro Cutters headquarters. At 901-761-1300.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Psst, down here. Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and autopay, ends 6/30/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Memorial Day weekend. That means you're going to have people over grilling and throughout the summer. And as that happens, you don't want to be embarrassed of your lawn, do you? No, of course not. You want to have a full, lush lawn. You don't have bare spots. You don't have weeds. You don't want to be judged. So you want to get in touch with Jameson. That's what I did. And it's already, it really is true. Like, it's already dramatically different than the lawn I had, which was I would just mow weeds. You know, you just mow weeds. And your mom's short enough, it kind of looks greenish and whatever. No more. Not since I've been in touch with the folks from Jameson. Hey, tell me all about their lawn program, treats. All I know is it looks a lot better. That's all I know is it looks a lot better, and they've been doing this since 1939. 452-1505, 452-1505, or on the web, jamesonpest.com. Joined now by Jessica Benson. She is sports anchor reporter for ABC 24. She's the host of the Still Not Engaged podcast, available on iTunes, on Twitter, at Local24 Jessica. Jessica Benson joins me now. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. So it occurred to me to ask to see if you'd join me on the show, because there was this whole Twitter discussion about how disgraceful it is that there are not more women in radio, and particularly this station in Memphis. I forgot exactly what you said about it. You're obviously on with Kevin Cerrito on Saturdays, which is where I've heard you before, in addition to seeing your work on television, and you're really good at it. What do you make of that? Like, what do you mean? Not just with this station in general, but do you get offended? Do you what do you make of it?
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, it was so funny because I was at Barbecue Fest when those tweets started rolling in, and as one might project what one was doing at Barbecue right. Fest, I wasn't exactly in the state of mind for an intellectual Twitter conversation
Pork can do that to you. Pork can do that if you consume pork
in
large quantities.
Can put you in a really weird place.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, makes things weird. I think, for one thing, I think it's an evolving thing still with women in the sports space in general, and where there have been leaps and bounds of improvement in certain aspects of it, there's obviously still room to grow. I think that's just going to be the nature of things as we continue to evolve. So would I love to hear more women's voices? Absolutely. Am I grateful that we are seemingly getting more opportunities in this area? Yeah, that's awesome too. When I moved here in August of 2016, man, it's been 3 years. That's crazy to me. But Carrie Anderson was still at WMC, and I came in, and so at that point there were two women in sports. And, I mean, we would joke coming up at press conferences, and you'd be like, hey, good to see you. Nice to have a fellow woman here in this press conference. Wow, two of us in a press conference. We feel like drunk with power in that situation. And then Carrie obviously moved over into FedEx, so there was a time period where it was just me. And there are various women who I want to clarify. Like, there are women who cover the Grizzlies. There are women who cover the Tigers. There are women who cover just basically anything in the city. But being in the TV sphere, we cover everything. So I just mean people that I see at each and everything that I'm going out to cover. And then WREG ended up hiring Megan Rice to come in. And so I loved to see that. And so then, once again, there were two of us in this area together. And so, again, I think there's obviously room for improvement across the board. And it's not just radio. I think radio gets kind of a bad knock just because there is this old boys club mentality of sports talk radio. And you don't hear a lot of women's voices in sports talk radio. But, like, I listen to Sarah Spain all the time, and she does a phenomenal job. And I love listening to her. And so there are examples where there are women succeeding in this medium. And I think it's just a matter of time where we get some more. And right now, here I am on your show this morning. And I think that's a cool step. So I'm all for it.
It is interesting that it almost feels like local radio is, like, nationally, you're exactly right. Once upon a time, there was just the Fabulous Sports Babe. I don't even know if you remember the Fabulous Sports Babe. You're probably too young to remember the famous Sports Babe. But that was like the woman in talk radio. Now, ESPN has quite a number of voices who it feels like, and Sarah Spain is prominent among them. But it does feel like local radio is even more of a sort of bastion. Like, we have been too white and too male. It's just true. Like, I mean, in terms of I know we have a lot of female listeners, I hope it is changing. Is it also changing how much crap you get, how much misogynistic, dismissive, whatever? Has that gotten? How long have you been doing this? By the way, summa cum laude. I knew you graduated from USC, but I was looking at your bio today. Summa cum laude from USC.
Yeah, I was.
Damn.
I was a nerd.
Damn.
I love school. That's I miss school.
Impressive.
Yeah, but, I mean, and my summa cum laude taught me how to deal with a lot of crap that I do get in this industry. So I've been doing it for 5 years now. My first market was in, with the way TV sports works often, you start in kind of a small market. So I was in the Tri-Cities, Washington, which is about 4 hours east of Seattle, about 2 hours away from Spokane and Gonzaga. So pretty small, pretty high school based. And you got a little bit of crop there, but for the most part, it's just, I don't know, it's small market stuff. So it seems very small town. Everyone knows everybody. And so people aren't really as apt to give you a hard time. I have been really fortunate that I don't get a ton of negativity, a ton of, like, you know, get in the kitchen, go make a sandwich, right, whatever. If I made you a sandwich, it would be awful, so I appreciate that. My co-host of the Still Not Engaged podcast, I'll give him credit. He's the chef in our relationship.
He can make a sandwich. He can get in the kitchen and make a sandwich. That's good.
Yes. He makes a mean sandwich and some baller salmon. But I think it's kind of a tricky line because the internet is obviously just such a
It's vile to everybody.
Place.
It is vile to everybody, yes, right.
Yeah, but so I don't think it's not necessarily just geared towards women. Like, I'm sure you get your fair share of
nothing but roses and praise.
And just,
nothing but praise. I get nothing but love, except
wow.
Yeah.
That must be so awesome. tell me what that's like.
Right.
But I think you just have to, what I tell a lot of young women, and I would say the same thing to young men coming into the industry at this time too, is you really just have to let things go, and you just have to let it roll off your shoulder, because an internet troll is an internet troll, and they're never going to say it to your face. You could run into someone out at an event, and they'll be like, oh, it's so great to see you, and then they'll get behind some weird Twitter handle that makes no sense, and they'll call you a nasty name and say you know nothing. So I think the biggest thing is you want to have more of a voice, and with that voice, just by nature, man, woman, whatever, you're going to get some flack on social media. So I think sometimes women get a little bit more just because of that misogynistic element to it, and the notion that women don't know sports, which it's 2019, so I would love to get away from that someday, maybe in the near and dear future. But yeah, I mean, I think it kind of comes with the territory. That doesn't make it right.
Right.
But you kind of just have to roll with it.
This is going to be my last question about, like, where you have to serve as the voice of all women. So this is...
I'm all for it. Put the crown on the head.
This will be the last one of those, and then I'm going to get to other stuff. Were there people you look up to when you, like for me, it was... Larry Felser was my local columnist, and I wanted to be that person. I saw what that person did and said, oh, he had his picture in the Buffalo News, and I want to do that. And so there was someone I was able to look at and say, I want to do that. Were there people who you looked at and said, I want to do that, who were women?
Yeah, I loved Robin Roberts growing up, and obviously she's gone from doing primarily sports to being with Good Morning America and more of a general news, pop culture vibe. I loved her. I loved Leslie Visser. I grew up in sports thanks to my dad.
People may not know this. Your dad.
He was the commissioner of the WAC for the majority of my life. And then he moved into a role as commissioner of the Sun Belt for the last few years. So I was constantly kind of around people. But the person who really kind of stands out as someone that I just completely looked up to was Holly Rowe. And I just thought, I kind of watched her rise from, she was with BYU when BYU was in the WAC. And that was kind of where she first started doing her thing, and then to see her rise through ESPN and just her kind of hustle hard mentality. And she always knew her stuff. That's what always stood out to me. And sometimes I think that's such a knock to women, actually, isn't there? Oh, she knows her stuff.
Like implied that most don't. Right. Yes.
It's like, she has a job doing this. Like, I hope she knows her stuff.
Right. It's like when people say about African-American athlete that they're articulate. Like, there's some level of surprise embedded that. What, you don't expect them to be articulate? It is, in fact, meant as a compliment, which is, in fact, exposes that your innate biases that lie beneath it. Right. I mean, because.
Right. It's like a compliment crutch.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you're trying to be.
She knows her stuff.
But you also have a slight jab under there.
Most women don't. Right.
But
Holly Rowe.
Anyway, Holly Rowe, I just think she's great. I saw her. I met her at, the Sugar Bowl? No, it was the Chick-fil-A Bowl my senior year of high school. And I was able to kind of just shadow her around. And she wears sneakers all the time so she can run everywhere. Like, no high heels there, which I respect because nobody has time for those. And I just really, I loved watching her work. And more than that, I loved watching the way that the coaches and players responded to her and obviously respected her. And I think she has a really great vibe where she's doing her job, but there's that personal level of it too, where she genuinely cares about the relationships that she's building. And she's been able to do that across just about every single college sport, every conference, everything. So there were women to look up for nowadays. I mean, I could, if I was back in middle school or high school, there's so many women at this point that right. you can identify and say, hey, I want to be like her.
Talking to Jessica Benson, sports anchor, reporter for ABC 24, host of the Still Not Engaged podcast, available on iTunes, on Twitter, at Local24. Jessica, what did you make of Penny's deal the other day?
It's so cool.
Isn't it cool?
Like, that sounds so trite yeah. to say, but
it is.
It really is. Because when I got here in 2016, I mean, it was just very different. I was here for Tubby Smith's first year, and at that point, the Tigers were 2 years removed from making the NCAA tournament, and it was just a different, obviously, no doubt, it was a different right. feeling throughout the city regarding Tigers basketball. And to see just the overwhelming change in the wind since Penny's been here, and that press conference just kind of summed it all up. The thing that I respect the most about Penny is he comes into that press conference, and there's, what, 20 of us or so there, and he's so real with his responses. He had just been on Outside the Lines right before that press conference, and it was a little more like standard coach talk. But anytime he steps into that room, he just oozes what this city is all about and why the city responds to him so well. I loved when he was talking about how he responds when a kid commits to Memphis. And he said it was just like, you know, like hitting that big shot in a game. And he kind of looked like a little kid again, talking about making that big shot or having that, just that moment of, I did it, here we are, fist pumps, whatever. And I loved, I'm reading your column about how he always ties it back to the city. And that's the thing I try to tell people that aren't from Memphis, because, or have never been in Memphis, because it's really hard to understand. And it's really hard to tell people who aren't here and to get them to understand just what is going on here and what Penny Hardaway has done to this city. He said it's like the city's on fire, and it really is. Like, anywhere you go, if you're sitting down at a restaurant, you can overhear people talking about Tigers basketball. If I tell someone I work in sports, they're like, oh, Tigers basketball, oh, it's going to be so exciting. I already bought my tickets, and I might have to upgrade my tickets to better tickets because Penny is doing everything. So I just thought, first of all, he also looks so cool. Like, I feel really bad because you're always in the back of
don't
my
ever take my picture. Jessica, do not do that anymore.
I know. I feel really bad. I'm going to
I was getting destroyed after you tweeted that picture out. And not only that, my friends at Oak Hall, I wasn't even dressed in my Oak Hall stuff. And so, yes, don't do that anymore. Stop it.
Yeah, I know.
Next to Penny, of all people, too. Literally the coolest guy in the world.
I would say most people next to Penny
right.
would struggle. I really applaud your fashion choices, and I think that they work in a nice complement with what, you know, Penny's doing. You're like the cool casual.
People called me. People said Penny's the king of Memphis, and I'm the dad of Memphis. And if that's, you know, I'll take that. Like, if
I was going to say, is that not bad thing?
No, that's a good thing. So
put it in your Twitter bio.
put it in my
Twitter. Make it an upfront.
Exactly. Well, I guess what people don't sort of realize is how much fun this is for us too. Like, as much it is. We don't want to, you can't be fans, but it is absolutely fun. Scott Van Pelt said the other day that you're talking about explaining Memphis to other people in terms of the basketball. Scott Van Pelt said that it feels like its own country with its own language, et cetera. Now, I think you grew up in Denver, and obviously you lived in Southern California and whatever. I've lived in Miami and New York, lots of places. And in some ways, every place feels like its own place. It has its own vibe, its own culture. But it is sort of true about Memphis that it is, like, it's a different kind of place. And you came here 3 years ago from elsewhere. How do you explain not just Memphis basketball to people? How do you explain Memphis to people?
I start by explaining Memphis basketball. at this point, it feels like the natural starting conversation of how it should be. No, but it's because it's let's be honest, when I am trying to tell a friend to come visit Memphis, they might not be super pumped to use their vacation days to come to Memphis, Tennessee, for, and it doesn't help that my weekends are on Tuesday, Wednesday. So they're like, why would I, you know, take time out of my week to come to Memphis? And I've really tried to do a good job of being an ambassador for Memphis, because it just has blown my mind in how much it offers. And being a West Coaster through and through to move to the South, I always tell people, if I was going to move to the South, I am sure happy that I moved to Memphis, Tennessee. And the first thing that when I came on my interview here, I went back and I had to convince my boyfriend, not fiance, to come with me to Memphis. And all I could do was say, I don't know how to describe it, but it just has a good vibe. It's just a place that feels like it's on the rise. It's cool. There are a lot of cool people here doing really cool things. And Memphis is different. And watching Scott Van Pelt's thing on SportsCenter the other night, I really related to that, because coming in, it's like Memphis versus everyone. And we say that over and over, and it's this fun thing that the city can rally behind. But it really is. And that's what it comes down to, is Memphis exists in its own world, so kind of, and I'm not saying it's like removed from the rest of society. Memphis is very much just a normal city in America, but it's not, because it's a really special place. And everyone told me, if you hug Memphis, it'll hug you back. And that's true, but it's also just, if you hug Memphis, you will learn that Memphis really is one of the cool, I truly believe at this point that Memphis is one of the coolest places in the country. It's so unique, and the people here care so much about the city. And to circle back to saying, to describe Memphis is to kind of describe Memphis basketball at this point. Look how much people care. People genuinely, it's not just about the team. It's about the entire culture of a program. It's about having something to rally behind. And I know other fan bases will say, well, we do that at Kentucky and we do that at Duke. But it's just different in Memphis. It's just a different feeling and a different kind of community pulling together to come from all different walks of life and be like, Penny Hardaway is going to bring us to the promised land. And everyone's just ready for it to happen. And I just love it here.
People could
really
also,
great.
By the way, if they want to understand Memphis, they could listen to you with Kevin Cerrito. That is a bizarre show. I mean, that is a total compliment. It's like wrestling and pop culture and sports and whatever. My favorite idea, and I hate to say that, I don't think this was yours, but they were asking what to do at the Brooks Museum. And who was it who said they wanted to turn it into an international dog museum? That was fantastic. Ooh. I loved that idea. That came from Kevin's show. But you do that every Saturday morning? You do it every Saturday morning?
Yep, yeah. Every Saturday morning. Yeah.
Okay. And
we
then
talk about whatever.
And that sounds like a Kevin idea, by the way.
It goes all over the place. Yeah.
All right. And then last question. You have this podcast, the Still Not Engaged podcast, but you're engaged.
No, I'm not engaged.
You're not engaged. Okay.
No.
You said not fiance. Oh, boyfriend, not fiance. Is that what you just said? I thought you said now. When you just said now fiance, I'm wondering, when did that happen? So you still.
I know, that would be really stressful. We'd have to rename the podcast.
I was going
to
say that. So what is the podcast? I confess, I have not yet listened. What is the podcast?
It's okay. We're ready to welcome you into Still Not Engaged Nation. Honestly, when you said.
I'm also not engaged, so.
Congratulations.
Right, exactly.
You're a part of, we decided we're going to call our listeners the Third Wheel Club.
Uh-huh.
That's our new thing that we just taped our new episode yesterday. So anyway, my boyfriend his name's Chris Luther. He's a reporter over at WNC Action News 5. And we met as interns at the London Olympics in 2012. And our lives kind of went all over the place. And we ended up being back together. We started our careers in the Tri-Cities, Washington together. He came down here with me without a job, found a job. But our whole shtick is that we've been together for 6 years and we're still not engaged. And when we moved down, obviously the South has a very different feeling towards
right.
marriage and long-term right. relationships. And so when we moved down here, we found the uptick in people being like, why aren't you guys married? Why aren't you engaged? And it was just a constant answering that question. And so we actually started a joke where we would do fake proposal pictures and we would psych people out and pretend like Chris had proposed. And then we just kind of turned that into a podcast, and you can listen to it on.
Is it about romance? What's it about? What is it about?
It is about everything and
okay.
nothing.
Okay, good.
But it's mostly like, it's just we talk about our relationship. It's definitely not a relationship advice podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to make sure we steered clear from that. But we talk a lot about Memphis. We talk about things that we find in Memphis each month that are new and different that we love. This month we obviously talked about Memphis in May and Barbecue Fest and all that good stuff. But we talk about TV shows we're watching, food we're eating, things we hate about each other, things we love about each other. And it kind of just goes with the flow. And then when we eventually do get engaged, the podcast will morph into Still Not Married. And then when we're married, it will
still
be
no children.
Still Not Parents. And then when we have children, it will be Still Not Divorced. So we have a very long plan.
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
Jessica, you're great to join us. We would love to have you back soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
That is Jessica Benson from ABC 24. We got to take a break. Back in a moment with the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right and do it yourself to save on what you need to get a landscape you love. We do it right, too, with everyday deals and more during our Memorial Day sale. Shop in-store now and get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. Whatever project is next on your list, hurry into your local Lowe's and save. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid in-store only through 5/29 while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Treat yourself to the premier bakery in Memphis with today's Perks Deal. Half off $20 gift certificates to family-owned and operated Frost Bake Shop. Since 2004, they have combined their love for great food with modern baking techniques to make unforgettable desserts like gooey butter cookies, moist cakes, decadent pies, creamy cheesecake, and much more. With locations in Collierville and East Memphis, satisfying your sweet tooth has never been easier. Don't miss out on these delicious made-from-scratch treats from Frost Bake Shop. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Ever find yourself in the middle of a project and need a specific tool? You just want to get the tool, get in, get out, and get back to work. So, get yourself over to We Sell Tools and find the tools you need, the people to answer questions, and help you find your tool fast so you can be working, not shopping. We Sell Tools.
Real tools for real guys. At the northeast corner of Kirby Whitten Road and Summer Avenue.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen.
Sleeps These Mattresses, furniture by Michael Zellner, where you can save 50% off. It gets 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week. Best mattress store in Memphis in the last 4 years, but it's not just a mattress store. They got a whole showroom full of furniture. Yeah, sure, you can get a sort of iComfort or Simmons Beauty Rest. You can get all that, but you can also get whatever. You want a desk, you want a chair, you want a couch. They have a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. People love Sleepy Z's mattresses and furniture by Michael Zellner. Head over to Better Business Bureau. You'll see they got nearly 500 positive reviews, which is more than any other Mid-South mattresses or furniture company. And if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, additional 10% off anything in the store. Sleepy Z's located 2790 Kirby Whitten Road, the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Pop in there this weekend or give them a call directly at 692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Let's get to the biggest story we have not talked about, or whatever we call it.
It's that time again on 92.9.
The one story you've been waiting for.
Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
I know
for.
The one story you've been waiting for is the state of my air conditioning.
Yes.
I know you've been concerned.
Yes,
yesterday,
I have.
Yesterday I had no air conditioning. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
Guess what I have now?
Air conditioning?
Air conditioning. I take back everything I said. I don't take back everything I said. The folks at Greenway Home Services were very nice to me, and I said that yesterday. America Home Shield, which I also have, it turns out last night they popped on over and fixed the downstairs is fixed now.
Close enough.
And then today, supposedly, the upstairs is going. Do you have any idea how nice it is? Like, I don't know how people lived once upon a time. I guess the houses were built differently. But I can't do anything when it's hot.
No. Hurricane Elvis, my parents' house didn't have power for 8 days. And it was like, you just realize you're like, wow, I would have no chance like 100 years ago. Like
when the grid is wiped out, when whatever else, when we're all eating each other, and we're going to be so hot, it's going to be like it really.
Yeah, I'm going to probably want someone to eat me alive at that point.
I do think there is something to the fact that houses were built differently, et cetera. But it was still hot as hell.
Yeah, houses.
You can only do so much.
Yeah, houses were built differently, but still really freaking
anyway,
hot.
I got AC, so you can stop worrying about me. I know y'all have been really worried about me, but I'm okay now. I'm cool. What's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
What's coming up next on Jason and John? Vicky Finch, the wife of Larry Finch, will join them at 11:25. Joining us today on Gino and Jeffrey will be Kevin Pelton, 3 o'clock for that. John Martin will be on GP, of course, at 4:25. Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back here tomorrow. But for now, our work here is done.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
It's a city that feels like its own country, got its own unique flavor and language.
92.9 FM ESPN, a radio.com sports station.
Memphis has been celebrating all month and enjoying everything that makes this city special. We just welcome the whole world into our backyard to cook out, but now it's time for us to grill up a Memphis original. So we're kicking off grilling season with Memorial Day weekend, and this is Gary Parrish telling you nothing sets you up for the perfect party like a fresh hand-cut steak from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. You know, folks, right? The original Memphis Steakhouse. They serve incredible steaks every night, but what you might not realize is that you can have those very same steaks in your own backyard, as well as their ground sirloin, crab legs, lamb chops, sandwiches, pimento cheese, fresh vegetables, everything you could possibly want for a delicious cookout with friends and family. It's all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop right next door to Folks Folly. And it's so good, in fact, that Humphrey's staff is going to take off Memorial Day so they can enjoy it as well. So you need to take some time before the holiday to stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall. It's the same address as Folks Folly. Or you can order online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Let's up your life with Let's. Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads! Up your life with Lads! Lads! Up your life!
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub?
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.